Hey, fighters, today I want to introduce you to Sarah Krepps. She is with a company called Hearth that provides financing options for your home improvement projects. Now, before you get all wigged out and you're like, screw that, Tom, I'm not going to do that. Guys, there's a couple things you need to know. A lot of you guys are offering your pricing projects or selling projects that are the same price as like a car or a condo, okay? And in those worlds and those dollar amounts, financing is offered. All right. So that's first thing is we talk about some stats and some data to help you really understand why it's important that you offer financing. I think there's some other things that'll blow you away when you listen to this of some of the opportunities that are in front of you here. And here's a big thing. And I'm saying this because I want you to just listen. It's a short episode. This doesn't cost you anything. This is the part I want you to hear. All right. There are no fees for you to offer financing through Hearth. They only work with home improvement contractors. That's all they do. And so check out this interview with Sarah and I and head to thecontractorfight.com/Hearth, H-E-A-R-T-H, or just hit the link in the show notes and see what they got going on and have a conversation. All right, here we go. Let's do this. Sarah, welcome to The Fight. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well. It's so I heard Austin had a little crazy weather, huh?
Crazy.
Garbage cans.
Crazy would be an understatement. I was just telling you, a ton of rain came down yesterday, sheets of rain here in Texas, and I saw one of the garbage cans in my little suburban neighborhood floating by towards the end of the day. So you don't see that every day.
Were there boats out and all that, you know?
No, but okay. We were probably about only 2 hours away from that type of situation.
All right. Well, that's funny. Yeah, I know y'all don't get that crazy of weather very often. And when you do, it seems like everything shuts down there. So it's
100%. I think like it's mostly always sunny here. So when it isn't sunny, people are panicked. There's just absolute panic on the roads.
Yeah. They're in shock, right? Yeah.
Totally.
Oh my God, where'd the sun go? So,
yes.
Well, we live in, I'm in Colorado Springs, and this is where Mother Nature is a psycho. She's like total bipolar and crazy. So like we've had all four seasons in one day. Like it's,
oh, I'm sure. I visited Denver 1 year in, I want to say it was end of May, and I arrived. It was beautiful, sunny, gorgeous weather. And then the next morning I woke up and there was about 2 inches of snow on the ground. So Colorado definitely has its own situation with weather.
Yes, definitely. So, well, listen, let's dig in and talk about why you're here today. For those that don't know who Hearth is and what y'all do there, can you give us kind of an overview of that?
Yeah, of course. So basically super high level, you know, Hearth is really a tool that helps contractors close more deals. We want contractors to get paid quicker and really grow their business sustainably. And how we're able to do that is we offer the tool where contractors can offer financing to their homeowners. They can collect payments digitally, as well as they can actually send contracts to homeowners when, you know, they're consulting with them on a project.
Yeah, that's, I told you earlier before we hit record, this is a timely conversation because in the contractor fight, we have a lot of contractors, obviously, that I think are missing some great opportunities to grow and scale their businesses because they don't offer financing. And the draw to me with you guys is that you only work with contractors, you know, and that was honestly the first thing that put you guys on my radar was, and to have this conversation, introduce you to these guys, unlike some of those other companies that are out there that they work with just anybody. And I just think there's some unique things that go into working with home improvement contractors and the work that we do and things like that. So aside from working just with home improvement contractors, what are some other differentiators you would say that, you know, you guys bring to the table versus some of the other financing options they have out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think you're totally right. You know, traditional lenders tend to work with all different verticals, right? Restaurants, home improvement, whereas we only strictly work with home improvement professionals. I think some other really important call outs is we don't have any dealer fees. You know, any contractor who's offered financing in the past knows what a bummer it is when you have to finance a job and then end up paying, you know, 7% of the total job ticket back in fees to the bank. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge bummer. You know, if you're financing at least one or two projects a month, you're ending up paying, you know, at least a couple thousand dollars a month in what should be money in your pocket back to a lot of, you know, these banks and other institutions. So that's a huge call out. And then the other one is that, you know, with many traditional financing, there's a lot of underwriting, right? So there's a lot of barriers to entry to being able to offer your homeowners financing. You know, you have to be in business for 3 years. You have to be consistently doing, you know, over $2 million in annual revenue. And I think really a differentiator for us is we can work with every contractor. Doesn't matter the vertical. It doesn't matter, you know, how long you've been in business. It could be just you and, you know, another sales guy going out there. You can then offer your homeowners a bunch of different payment options, which is, you know, an equalizer, some would say, amongst all of these larger companies as well.
Yeah. So that there's an edge right there. If you're a brand new contractor, you can come right out of the gate and offer this. If you're a kitchen remodeler or whatever, and you got a $100,000 kitchen that somebody, you know, they're like, hey, I don't have $100,000 laying around, but you go, well, hey, would it make sense to talk about our financing options? Now you're in the game, right?
Totally. Yeah. And I think it's important to think about it. You know, we really follow financing and really home improvement trends pretty closely. Mm-hmm. And when we're looking at, you know, surveys coming back from homeowners, it looks like about 75% of homeowners, when they meet with a contractor for a home improvement project, want to finance some portion of the project. And, you know, you call out a kitchen remodel, and I think that's a great example. You know, kitchen remodels can be hundreds of thousands of dollars, upwards, depending on, you know, the size and scope of the project. So if you're a contractor, being able to come in and offer your homeowner, of course, the option to pay all up front, but also to give them the ability to do monthly payments can really increase your close rate. Because, you know, you might have a homeowner, of course, who wants to come in and pay all cash, but you're also going to meet with a lot of homeowners who might not have exactly what you just said, you know, $50,000 sitting in the bank, but they still want the project done right away.
Well, sometimes it's a matter of timing too. I remember selling projects in the past where this was 18 years ago now, so it was a long time ago, but I remember one in particular. This, I worked out a payment plan with a guy just between him and I. There was no, you guys weren't around, and I didn't offer financing at the time. And at the time I did not even offer credit cards, right? So and all that changed, but it was like 50 grand to paint his house. And he was like, hey, I'm totally cool with it. I want to do it. I can give you, you know, whatever you need up front, which I think we'd got 50% up front. And he asked if he could wait like 60 days to pay the other half because he was waiting on his commission check that came every quarter. And so it wasn't that he couldn't afford it. It was just a timing issue. And I found a lot of times, and this is a sales lesson for those of you that are listening to this right now. One of the things I was trained on early on when I sold windows in home with people to homeowners way, way back in the day, one of the questions they taught us to ask is if I said to you, hey, Sarah, you know, it's 25 grand and you go, oh, that's too much money. I learned to ask, well, is it the timing of the money? Is it too much money because it's just too much money? Is it too much money because you need payments? You know, like there's usually more to the story. And so I love the fact that you guys are just kind of giving contractors this tool, no pun intended, to use, like you said, to close more deals right now.
Totally. And I think something that, you know, you having that script to talk about money with homeowners on, you know, when you are in-person selling is like, it can be tough to talk about money sometimes with a homeowner as a contractor. You know, it almost feels kind of taboo. You don't want to alienate yourself from the deal by quoting too early. You don't want to quote too high and risk losing the job. So something that we really love is we have a pre-qualification. So before a homeowner decides to even go for financing, you can actually just send them the pre-qual form. It's 2 minutes. It doesn't touch their credit. And it lets the homeowner know what they actually have from an option standpoint to borrow. And really where we see, you know, that we typically see about a 17% increase in your close rate when you're offering financing. And this is where it comes in. Because when you are a salesperson sitting at the table, you're armed with what their budget is. So there is no price objection because right. you're able to be like, okay, well, like if you're comfortable with $170 a month, I have, you know, this window brand, we can give you, you know, 17 windows, we'll throw in an extra one, et cetera. So yeah. it takes away a lot of those price, I guess, stalls, or when you're going out, you're given free estimates and, you know, the homeowner's like, I need to think about it. It turns a lot of those, I need to think about it, into, okay, I can manage this type of payment monthly for this job.
Well, and I think we're, as a society, we're used to payments now. You know, I mean,
totally.
We're used to subscriptions and memberships and payments. You got Netflix and car payments and all this. And again, I always tell our clients, it's not our job to find somebody's money.
Nope.
Okay. It's there. I want to buy something. It's my job to find my own money and pay for it however I want to pay for it. Right. This is just giving you another option for people to find their own money. And totally. So I know you have some data here that we can geek out on a little bit. Because I think this might help make the case for, you know, why this makes sense, you know, for somebody's arsenal. So give us a little of the data that I know that a lot of research is done in these industries and, you know, Forbes and Modernize and Zillow and all these bigger, huge companies do a ton of research, ton of data, because that's what they do. And so give us a little bit of that that'll help these guys.
Well, I think you also just touched on it really well in that, like, we're growing up and, you know, the current age that we live in is this subscription model. You know, everyone's very comfortable with paying things monthly. And I think when you look at who the people buying houses and remodeling houses are right now and their financial profile, that's going to become, you know, even more important and apparent. And I think Zillow just released a pretty interesting report that almost all, you know, half or more of homes purchased are going to be by people under the age of 36. So really, for the first time, we're going to start seeing millennials really start investing and remodeling their property. And I think COVID, you know, has pretty much increased this much faster than it originally was going to happen. You know, you had a lot of people in their early 30s living in the New York cities, living in the San Franciscos, living, you know, in Dallas. And they looked around at, you know, their one bedroom apartment that they're paying, you know, $2,000+ for a month. And they went, I could get a house instead of living in this one bedroom apartment. So what that's really caused in the market from a financial perspective is a super low inventory of homes, because we saw all of these millennials move into whatever house that they could get their hands on, thinking, you know what, if it isn't my dream home, I can make it into my dream home. Uh-huh. And then that's when we're seeing, you know, millennials are twice as likely almost to remodel their kitchen, remodel their bathroom. And it's really a result of they're used to monthly payments, right? They've been doing monthly payments on their student loans for the past 10 years. They've been doing monthly payments for Netflix, for their Amazon carts. And I think where I see the home improvement space mirroring that is now when these millennials are looking to get, you know, that $50,000 kitchen remodel done, they're going to be incredibly comfortable paying for that in monthly installments. So really, Hearth is going to be able to allow contractors to even give homeowners the option for those monthly payments by having them fill out the pre-qualification form and then have them access. You know, we have 14 lenders on our platform now. And so then homeowners can come through that process and really find the payment option that's going to be best for them for the project. And therefore, for the contractor, it's really turning what would be a financing deal for them, where in the past, they'd have to go to a bank, send progress pictures, you know, have to just be walking into, you know, Wells Fargo every 3 days. It turns that into a cash deal where the homeowner is funded by our lender and then the contractor begins work the next day and, you know, gets this millennial their kitchen remodel. So I guess they can, you know, make a TikTok in it.
Let's say. There you go. I love it. Now I'm looking at some of the data that you've given me here. And because it looks like you have 14 lenders plus or whatever it is now, you're available to work with homeowners that don't have stellar credit too. Right.
Totally.
I mean, and listen, I say that for those listening, like, you know, there's a lot of people out there that make a lot of money that don't have good credit scores. Okay. Yep. You know, and I was one of them for a long time, several years ago after my bankruptcy, you know, and many years after that bankruptcy, I was doing extremely well, but my credit was still affected. And there was a time that literally I could get like a $5,000 credit card. And it was laughable because I'm like, are you serious? That's all you're going to give me.
Right.
It's on your record, right? So I say that about the credit score, not to rip on anybody, you know, but.
No, I think it's important to think about, you know, everyone has their own financial profile, you know, as a homeowner that comes from a myriad of things. It could have been, you went through a hard time in your 20s and now you found a job where you're making, you know, $250,000 a year, but it can still impact your credit score. So because we have so many lenders on our platform, we work with homeowners all over the FICO band. You know, we're working with homeowners with, you know, perfect credit scores, but we're also able to service homeowners who are in the lower aspects of credit as well and give them options. Because at the end of the day, when it's, you know, I'm in Texas, when it's 100 degrees out here and your central AC system fails, it doesn't matter what your credit score is. You need $3,000 to get a new central AC system. Because I promise you, you're not going to sit in your house when it's 108 degrees out and sweat it out. It's just not even possible. So that's where Hearth can step in and really offer homeowners options so that they can get the project they need or want completed.
So let's say I'm a contractor, I'm working with you guys, we finance a project. How long before I get my money?
Yeah, it's a great question. So homeowner finances, you know, homeowner fills out the form with the lender directly through Hearth. Typically, it'll take the lender, it could be a day, so 24 to about 72 hours at most. And then from there, as the contractor, you're actually notified through text, through email, that the homeowner received the money and the homeowner can pay you right away. Whether you do cash, check, card, however you accept payment, the homeowner pays you directly. You don't have to wait for the bank. And let's say you're the type of contractor who does half upfront, half at the completion of the job. You can either request payment directly through Hearth Pay for half of the job cost upfront, or you could have them drop off a check, or they could run, you could run their credit card, however it's easiest for the
contractor. And I want to make sure I heard this right. It doesn't cost me, the contractor, anything.
So you don't pay any dealer fees on any of the loans you originate. We have a small annual membership, which is dependent on the amount of seats that you guys need. So how many salesperson are pretty much in your org. But then from there, it's unlimited loans. So we have some companies who are funding, you know, a loan with us every single day. And then we have other companies who will fund, you know, probably like $30,000 to $50,000 in loans every single month. So it just depends on the size of the organization.
Cool. Because, you know, one of the beauties of the trades is that we can use other people's money to grow our business and to fund our business. That's why we get deposits and stuff like that, right? So I just to be clear, I want to be clear, like I'm in somebody's home, they've been pre-approved for an amount, they ink a deal with me, I know they're going to get the money. So within 1 to 3 days, that money is going to be available for me, whether it comes directly from you guys or the homeowner cuts me a check or whatever. So it's, I'm not waiting 30 days. I'm not waiting 2 weeks.
Oh, and you don't have to worry about putting your own money up front to start the project. You know, we talk to contractors every day who will do traditional financing and they have to put up thousands of dollars in their own money, do the project, send the bank completion pictures, and then hope that they get the money, you know, 45, 60 days later. Yeah. And in this business, when money's coming in and out really quick, we're worried about really profit protection at the end of the day and making sure cash flow is positive. So because you're getting paid directly by the homeowner, you can wait to get paid by them before you even start the job. That way you're not having to put your own money up front.
That's cool.
Is important. And I'm sure you know that, you know, as a contractor for many years, like making sure that your cash flow is really positive at all times is how ultimately you grow the business over time.
Right. So there's a couple stats that you had shared with me that before we wrap up here today, I think it's really important to kind of bring this point home, why you might want to entertain the idea of reaching out to you guys. And that was that, I guess, the survey that Modernize put out. Can you share that with it? Because when I heard this, I was shocked because, I mean, I'm doing a lot around the house this year. I haven't financed anything. Okay. We're just paying for it. So this really shocked me, this stat here. And I think if somebody's on the edge right now, if you should offer financing or on the fence, I really think this will be the nice little shove over to the other side. So
no, I totally agree. I think this to me is the most staggering statistic. And it's that 75% of homeowners want to finance a part of their home improvement project. So, you know, up to, that's pretty much, you know, 3 out of 4 homeowners that you meet with want some part of their project funded. And what I hear from contractors every single day is, you know, I'll offer financing when I start having homeowners ask about it. But realistically, homeowners are never going to ask for something if they don't even know that you offer it. Yeah. So we know that since 3 out of 4 homeowners you meet with want financing, really what's important is to offer them that. Maybe not every homeowner, just as you haven't, will take financing, but there's definitely a huge group that really want it for the project. And we know that when contractors consistently offer financing, they're able to see 2 things. And these really are powerful numbers when talking about consumer financing. 17% increase in their close rate. So contractors who offer it on every single job increase their close rate and therefore increase their business. And they also see a 30% increase in their average job ticket size. Because ultimately, when someone's paying monthly, they don't care if they're paying $150 monthly or $170 monthly, which over time as a contractor, that increases your ticket size astronomically. And therefore you can grow the business, which is, you know, what we're here to do ultimately. Well,
it's no different when you go buy a car. You know, you buy a car and they sell you on all the other options because it's just going to change, quote unquote, your monthly payment, $18 a month or $50 a month or whatever it is, you know? And
absolutely. And
did you say that I heard you right that only 17% of contractors offer financing?
Yes. So currently with traditional financing, we see 17% of contractors, offer financing. Whereas, you know, typically around 83% of them don't and aren't even necessarily eligible. So what I was talking about with traditional financing, there's a lot that you have to do, a lot of hoops you have to jump through and, you know, paperwork you have to deal with traditional financing. Whereas with Hearth, because the homeowner is funded directly, once you get access to our tool, you can start using us right away and start funding loans, you know, as soon as the next day.
Dang. Yeah. So you don't have to be the $2 million business right away, like you shared earlier. So.
Totally. And hopefully you'll get there. And, you know, we've been in business for a couple of years now. We've seen companies grow, you know, incredible amounts using our product because they're already going out and meeting with the homeowner. Yeah. So why not ask if they want financing? It could just help you close the job and make more money.
Well, it could be as simple as, you know, you talked about people have to know that you offer it, right? They're not going to read your mind. And so I'm just sitting here thinking, even something as simple as, hey, Sarah, this kitchen's 50 grand or it's a couple $100 a month. Which conversation do you want to have? You
know? Oh, I'm much right. Exactly. Yeah.
You're like, oh, I didn't know you offered financing. Right. So then it's at least open that conversation up.
Totally. It's offering options, right? Yep. Homeowners, especially in our current economy, and contractors, I'm sure know this more than anyone. You can't just go in and tell a homeowner what the price is going to be anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, homeowners are much more educated and understanding their options. They want a more nuanced sale. So being able to provide homeowners different options is going to, you know, be a pretty big differentiator when your competitor comes in, tells them it's going to be $15,000 and doesn't try to educate them on different options for their budget that might make them more comfortable.
Right. Well, that's good stuff. So Sarah, before we get out of here, what should I have asked you or what should we have talked about that we didn't, that you feel might be helpful?
Yeah, I think we went over a lot. I think kind of my end note would be, you know, offering financing on every job makes you more competitive. You know, we know this probably better than anyone. We both talk to a lot of contractors. It's a competitive market. So why not do something to differentiate yourself from, you know, the other contractors out there? And I think financing can help you do that, which is also super exciting in my mind.
Yeah, and I appreciate you sharing that because competitive doesn't mean you have to lower your prices and be cheap and roll around the
Absolutely.
Mud with cheap, you know, because, you know, I work with some contractors that actually offer financing and they're like, they're the most expensive guys on the block because they have this other option. So,
totally. And we see contractors constantly dropping their prices in order to win jobs. And it ultimately eats into a lot of their profit and revenue. Yep. And I think really what financing can do is make sure that you're able to keep the prices where they need to be in order for you to maintain, you know, pretty solid revenue and positive cash flow, but also be able to make sure that you're closing the job and not losing out because of your pricing.
Love it. That's awesome. Well, I know we have a link for everybody here. It's called, it's thecontractorfight.com/Hearth, H-E-A-R-T-H. I will put it in the show notes. And I super appreciate you coming on and just sharing a little bit of this resource for everybody.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
If they have questions and things like that, just get to the website, fill out a form, or is there an easier way?
Yep, definitely get to the website, fill out the form. I'll also have all of my contact information is with Tom and his crew. My name is Sarah Krebs. I'm the business development manager over here. And myself and my team, more than happy to answer any questions and just kind of help contractors understand, you know, where financing can fit in with their sales process and kind of best use case.
Good stuff.
Awesome.
Sarah, appreciate you being part of the contractor fight here today. And everybody hit the show notes, head to thecontractorfight.com/hearth. And at least peek around and see what's going on and have a conversation with somebody because guys, this is time to step on the gas and grow your business. The demand is through the roof and make sure that you can capitalize on that. I know a lot of y'all are stuck in the same revenue place that you were 2-3 years ago because you're simply complicating some of these things. So anyway, hit the website and Sarah, appreciate you hanging out here today.
Awesome. Thank you, Tom. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.